So look, this look, you guys. I just wanted to do a real quick speech on this right here, cause I am about fed up with women talking about they can do what men can do, and this all stems off that damn Then It Went Left show. So look, women, the reason why, again, like I said, you guys are not taking the time to understand a man's nature. This is another conversation that I had with a woman, and she again wants to go into this. Well, if you can do it, then I can do it. And the answer is no, the fuck you can't. Because at the end of the day, you can't do this shit again. Because when you go get this other piece of dick and come back home, you're going to be looking at me sideways. You're going to be all in your feelings. Where now you tossing and turning in the bed. You can't sleep. Because you still thinking about this other nigga that you done went fucked. But on the other hand, a man can go get a piece of pussy and he'll come back home and won't treat you no different. That don't work with you guys. You guys cannot go get some more dick and then not look at me different. It just don't work that way. And you guys still ain't got that. Ain't come to recognize that shit yet. Like, why do y'all instantly go into a masculine form when a nigga when it comes to dealing with a man? Like, why are y'all trying to make men like women? That's the real motherfucking question. Why do y'all want us to think like y'all? At the end of the day, you guys want us to think like you guys so much versus just understanding who the fuck men are. Like, y'all really need to stop. Get off yourself and start trying to figure out who men are, because it was brought up like I ain't enough. And again, if a man go get some more pussy, it is not because you not enough. And the moment you start thinking that you not enough because a man wanted to go get some more pussy, it's because you don't understand a man's nature and you want a man to think like you. And that is a problem in society, especially with these young males. A lot of these young niggas all in their fucking feelings and all emotional and shit. They want to shoot niggas or stomp niggas out and all this shit because they all in their emotions. And that shit is just not cool. It's not cool. Stop trying to make men think like women. That is a huge problem. And you wonder why men lie so much to women. Because you can't take us in true form. And women be like, well, men's deceptive. Are we meeting his representative? Yeah. Because he can't be real with your ass. And the moment he be real with you, you want to get masculine versus staying feminine. Because when I brought up the fact that when you go get this extra piece of dick and you going to come back in the house looking at me sideways and you ain't going to be able to sleep good at night because you just had some more dick up in you, the conversation go quiet. Because at the end of the day, it's accurate as fuck. Because you can't go get that extra piece of dick and then come back to the house and look at me the same. It don't work like that with you guys. But it worked like that with men. A man could go get another piece of pussy and come back home and look at you the same way. Treat you the same way. Love on you and all that shit the same as he been doing. He just got another piece of pussy. But you guys cannot do that, and I'm tired of you guys trying to get into your masculine energy thinking that you can do what men can do, because you can't. So that's a problem. First thing, you want to think that you can do what men can do. Second thing is, you don't want a man to be a man. You want him to think like you. That's a problem all the way around. How in the hell are we ever going to get somewhere in society if we can't be real with each other? Without you getting all out of character and wanting to play games. Because that's one thing y'all good at, is wanting to play a fucking game. Y'all love playing games. And I ain't saying that men don't play games, but women, you guys are damn near all about a game. That's all I hear out of a lot of women's mouth is fucking game. And niggas tired of playing fucking games with y'all ass. Like, we want to be real with you, but we can't, because you can't take real. But yet you say you want it. Just like this emotionally intelligent shit y'all talking about now. You can't deal with a nigga that's emotionally intelligent, most of y'all. Because when a nigga coming at you real, it's a problem. It's a major problem. You don't know how to deal with a nigga that really got emotional intelligence. And so I ain't really trying to hark on this shit because that, but I'm like, what is the problem with women just staying feminine and staying inside their nature? Like they, and that goes to back into that. The problem is been all this masculine energy y'all been inundated with. You don't have no feminine role model. Cause they told you that God is even a damn man. And then they give you this Jesus white man. And not even explaining to you guys that God is feminine and the Lord is masculine. Selfishness did not even come into the world until man was created, till the male species was created. That's when selfishness was born. And that's why the Lord talk about you shouldn't put nobody before me and you shouldn't worship nobody but me. That's a man talking. An egotistical motherfucking man at that. And you guys have been inundated with this fake spirituality shit, which is really just a religion. And that's why a lot of women ain't in touch spiritually. That's why a lot of women lack discernment. Because spiritually, they weak as fuck. They don't have no kind of spiritual fortitude. Because you think that this masculine energy is your protection, and it is not. The only way the masculine energy protects you is when I'm protecting your ass physically. Other than me physically protecting you, your power is in the feminine energy. That's where your power is at. Your power is not in the masculine energy. So I hope you guys stop trying to project masculine energy thinking that you're powerful. Because you're not powerful projecting masculine energy. You are most powerful when you're in your feminine energy. That's when you're powerful. That's when you are forced to be reckoned with. You not a force to be reckoned with when dealing with masculine energy. Because a male will always outdo you when it comes to doing masculine shit. Hopefully I didn't lose y'all at the beginning of this. You know what I'm saying? I just, another conversation had, and it's like, look, man, we need to get some understanding on this shit. We really do. And again, like I said before, it's not that I'm promoting a nigga to go cheat on women. That's not what the fuck I'm promoting. What I am promoting is that the fact that women need to understand men's nature. And stop thinking that just cause a nigga want another piece of pussy that you ain't good enough. Cause at the end of the day, a man gonna be a man. If that nigga want another piece of pussy, you ain't gonna stop him from getting it. You just will be lied to. And then women, if y'all want to stop being lied to, y'all need to start beginning to understand the man nature and ask your man to be honest with you. But if you can't handle the truth, then don't ask for the damn truth. Just leave it be. Because if you gonna get the truth and then want to turn around and be masculine playing these fucking games, leave it alone. It's best to not even know than to play games. Because game causes shit to get hurt for real. People to get hurt for real. And so I think that's all I wanted to say, which wasn't really much or nothing. But, you know what I'm saying? I just know that we gonna have to figure this stuff out because, again, men and women not getting along. And it's a huge problem. And me personally, I think the fact that women are just in their masculine energy. They don't know, the women don't understand the feminine energy. They don't haven't been taught nothing about it. You don't know enough about the feminine energy so that you can be feminine. All you have been inundated with is masculine energy from religion all the way up to now just chasing money and shit. You just want all this material shit. You want to possess everything masculine. Women want to possess everything masculine and keep no femininity. The only femininity women supposedly project is they try to look good. Because the lashes and the BBLs and that long ass weave and shit, y'all got that shit from RuPaul now. These men put on these long nails and put on these eyelashes and went and got these fat asses to try to look like you guys. To try to look like women. And now women, y'all done fell in love with trying to look like a man that's pretending to be a woman. And that shit ain't cool. It's like the feminine energy is lost right now. And I understand why. So it's not that I'm holding it against women. I'm just saying, try to find your feminine energy. Try to understand the feminine energy. I'm doing the best I can to try to help you guys reclaim your feminine energy. And so, if you made it this far, I love you. I hope that you didn't take this the wrong way. I hope that you, if you don't understand, I hope you at least see where I'm coming from. Because that's all a nigga asking, is just see where we coming from. It's not that it's not that a man like, well, I'm just let me cheat. No, that's not what the fuck really going on. So don't take it in like, oh, so I just supposed to be cool with my nigga running around cheating on me. No, that's not what the hell a nigga is saying. All I'm saying is try to understand a man's nature. However you can do that. Definitely don't let no nigga fuck you over. Don't never do that. But definitely try to find some kind of middle ground in understanding. Or at least seeing where a man is coming from. And stop trying to project your way of thinking onto a man and be like, he need to think like me, because that shit is causing a huge wedge between us. And hopefully I made this clear. And if I didn't, you know what I'm saying, just forgive me. I'm doing the best that I can. And so that's it for today, or that's it for now rather. I'm working on another show, The Woman's Struggle, which I'm trying to finish putting together so I can release it. Because it's gonna be powerful. It's going to be very powerful. At least I hope. Shit. Because that's all I can do is hope. I hope that You understand where a nigga coming from. I hope you understand what I'm saying. And in the woman's struggle, I'm definitely going to be talking about the fact that she's been inundated with so much masculine energy that women have lost their femininity. They don't know nothing about being feminine no more. All they know is get into their emotions and turn masculine. And being feminine doesn't mean go somewhere and cry all the time. So please, women, those of you that think that that's what I'm referring to, I am not. I am not saying go and just take shit and just cry about it. That is not what I'm saying. Because that is not necessarily feminine energy at all, to just cry about shit. Feminine energy is being creative, coming up with the unseen solutions. So, thank you guys for checking out this little break I put in between here to try to clarify something up, because I know and then it went left. I was a little tipsy, so it was a lot of things I couldn't thoroughly explain because the nigga was tipsy, but I still think it was a good show and it was a good perspective on it. But again, like, you guys cannot do what we can do. We built different, and we have to act the way we are built, because the moment we started trying to do something else, we're getting outside of nature, we're getting outside of our character. And that's what's wrong with the world, because the way, especially for black people, the world was built, the way society is ran is opposite of nature. And that's why black people are dysfunctional as fuck. Because we're used to the world coinciding with nature. And the way the system is set up, it goes against nature. And that's why we fucked up in the head, because we lost. Because nature has always been our guide, just like the black woman. Because she is nature itself. But black women are not in the nature. Because they're not feminine. They done lost their feminine way. And that's all due to the Lord and his minions. Because you can't tell a black woman something about Jesus, because you're going to have a real problem. So let me stop talking shit. But I love you guys, and hopefully you didn't take what I'm saying the wrong way. Hopefully you found some understanding, and hopefully you just understand perspective, because that's all a nigga really talking about is perspective. Learn, see shit from a man's perspective, and stop projecting your opinion on men, because your opinion is based off a woman and you and your feelings. And you feeling that we need to think the way that you guys want us to think. And that shit ain't gonna never work. That's the whole reason why y'all created men. You created men to be opposite of you. So why you trying to make men like you or to think like you, we creating a bunch of feminized men. And that is causing a huge problem with women these days, because now y'all like, that nigga's a bitch. And I've heard women call niggas bitches. Like, they like, he's a bitch. And so it's like, what do you really want? Do you want a man to think like you, or do you want him to be a man? So that's a question you guys got to ask yourself. If you want him to be a man, let him be a man. If you want to be a woman, you should have had a girl. And so I'm going to leave it alone. Thank you, guys. If you made it this far, I hope that you understand where I'm coming from. If not, then hopefully you see my perspective. If not, then oh well. It is what it is. It is what it is. So you guys have a good day. I appreciate you for checking it out. Get ready for the woman's struggle, because I am definitely working on and trying to get this completed. I will have some good information in here. It's going to be, of course, it's going to be radical. But again, I'm going to drop some good information in here. And so I think it's something that you will be able to benefit from. If not, I wouldn't even be wasting my time. So thank you guys, and I'll see you the next time.